Now, boys, why not let this whole thing rest where it is? Give us back our things and turn the men loose.
Sorry, Aunt Lavinia, but we can't do that unless Father says we may.
Then promise not to turn them over to your father unless he agrees not to prosecute them.
That suits me perfectly.
Me too.
Here's the Christmas pudding.
Thank you.
And here's your purse without a penny missing.
How do you know what I had?
The man swears he didn't open it. And here's the gold chain, Ducey, for which I claim my reward.
What reward do you claim?
That you'll stand under the mistletoe when I'm in your vicinity.
Of course she will.
And here's your bonnet box.
Thank you.
Well, it was a waste of time. They caught the wrong man.
But Dick and Roger have caught the real robbers.
Where are they?
We have them safe and sound.
Then trot them out.
We can't do that.
Why not?
We promised Aunt Lavinia not to turn them over to you unless you agree not to have them punished.
I can't do that.
Not even if they promise to reform and never, never do it again.
Well, in that case, I agree. Now trot them out.
Come, Roger, let's bring in the two culprits.
It won't take but a few minutes.
Lavinia, you're crazy to let those rascals go.
I don't think so. It's Christmas Eve when our hearts should be full of charity and forgiveness.
Here they are.
Well, I don't see them.
Dick and I, we're the scoundrels.
What? You've been up to your mad pranks again.
Remember your promise. You can't punish us.
How could you do such a thing?
We started out to meet you and were talking about the way you refused our escort.
You said we were too young to protect you from robbers.
So we just proved you were wrong by being robbers.
Are we forgiven?
You young scalps.
Ducey, how about you?
Of course, I'll forgive you.
You just stand under the mistletoe as you promised?
First you stole my gold chain, and now?
Now I want to steal a kiss. I'm still a highwayman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Christmas punch.
Set the bowl over on the table. I shall serve it.
Christmas. It's Christmas.
You have just heard West End High School in a play entitled Christmas in England. This play was under the direction of Martha Wall. The cast included
Narrator, Carolyn Mullenbach. Lavinia, Mary Faye Hewlin.
Ducey, Margaret Gibson.
Jacob, Jimmy Cato.
Dick, Earl Ray.
Roger, Richard Marshall.
Jasper, Martin Haynes.
Would you like to win $5? If you are an elementary or high school student, write a letter of 200 words or less giving your opinion of today's play. Include your name, age, school, and grade. Be sure your letter is in the mail before midnight Monday. Check and our heartiest congratulations go to Riley Mitchell, of a special class at the Crippled Children's Clinic, for writing the best letter criticizing last week's play. Pat Pesek had charge of sound effects. Don Warner is student production assistant. Evelyn Walker is coordinator for the entire series. Tune in next Saturday at 5:15 to hear Woodlawn High School in a play entitled The Goblins Who Stole a Sexton. Your announcer has been Roland Norton. This is the voice of Alabama.